This year's macadamia crop is expected to be another record breaker. The Australian Macadamia Society is expecting 2017 to be up by 4% on 2016. I caught up with Chief Executive Julian Burnett ahead of this year's harvest.
If we meet this forecast, and we won't know that until September this year, but if we meet this forecast, then that's the third year of really good steady growth in the size of the crop. And it'll mean that since 2014, over the 3 years since then, the crop's put on an extra 10,000 tonnes. And coming at a time when demand has never been stronger, that's a really great result.
What's driving this year's forecast of a 4% growth? Is it that there is more growing areas coming online and able to harvest this year? Has there been favourable growing conditions? What's been the big driver behind the 2017 season?
Everything. One of the most pleasing drivers of this growth is the improved productivity we're getting off individual farms. So growers, driven by one, better knowledge about how to grow the crop, but also by improved prices that gives them more money to invest back in their orchard, have lifted their productivity, and we're seeing that in the bigger crop. But we've also had a pretty favourable growing season. We've had dry weather that was relieved by rains, before it got too critical. And yes, particularly in places like Bundaberg, we've seen some trees that were planted 5 years ago coming into full production. So those three things have all combined to give us this good steady growth.
And not to mention, I guess, past the 2017 harvest, is there's a couple of other areas that will start to come online in the coming year. So this growth that you've experienced the last couple of years will continue.
We certainly hope so. I mean, in agriculture, you've always got to be aware that ultimately the weather gets the last say. And we've had good crops that disappear due to extreme weather events in the past. But yeah, other things being equal, we do see continuing good growth in the crop as, some strong recent plantings, particularly in areas like Mackay and Emerald, and along some of the coastal cane lands in New South Wales around the Clarence Valley. When those plantings begin to reach maturity in 3, 4, 5 years' time, then they'll also add to this growing productivity and bigger crops. So it is a pleasing outlook.
And as an industry body going into this year's harvest, what is your message to growers this time of the year at the start of autumn?
Look, it's about doing your clean-up on the farm to make sure that all the rubbish is out of the way so that when the nuts fall and you harvest, you're picking up good, clean, quality products to get them into the processors facilities, the drying silos, the dehusking units as quickly as possible. We need to dry them down to maintain their quality. So they're the two key things at harvest and to, pick up frequently. But the other key message we've got is that, with prices firm and with a good crop likely, we're encouraging growers to think about how they can reinvest those good returns they're likely to get back into their orchard, because we all know in agriculture, things go up and down, and the best way of protecting yourself against any short crops or lower prices that might come in the future is to make sure you've done as much to build the productivity and sustainability of your orchard as you can when times are good.
Australian Macadamia Society Chief Executive Julian Burnett speaking on this year's crop, which, as he mentioned there, is expected to be the fourth straight year of growth. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Thursday, the 2nd of March. Don't forget, if you do ever have a story, you can send me through an email, the address ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. You can also follow us on Twitter at @NatRuralNews. I'm Eddie Summerfield. I hope you have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.